extracts from letters written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. 90. Undoubtedly, as the influence of God's faith becomes more pervasive, the number of those who wish to obstruct its progress will also grow. New and increasingly formidable adversaries will come to the fore, and mischief makers, appearing under various extraordinary guises, will seek surreptitiously to goad to action all those who harbor resentment or bear ill will towards this cause, and will raise aloft the standards of sedition. Under these circumstances, it is essential for the friends, on the one hand, to be alert and watchful, and on the other, to arouse the vigilance and strengthen the allegiance of their fellow believers, to guard the integrity of the Word of God, and to maintain harmony and unity amongst his loved ones. Herein lies the supreme duty of the friends of God, and the highest means by which they can render service to his cause. 91. In the face of such distressing conditions, you should realize more keenly than ever your supreme obligation of protecting the body of the cause from any further injuries and attacks, and of adhering scrupulously and intelligently to the spirit and the principles of the administration. 92. The matter of refuting attacks and criticisms directed against the cause through the press is, he feels, one which devolves on the National Spiritual Assembly to consider. This body, whether directly or through the agency of its committees, should decide as to the advisability of answering any such attacks, and also should carefully examine and pass upon any statements which the friends wish to send to the press to this effect. Only through such supervision and control of all Baha'i press activities can the friends hope to avoid confusion and misunderstanding in their own minds and in the mind of the general public whom they can reach through the press. 93. It is incumbent upon the friends to confront these difficulties with constancy and firmness, thankfulness and patience, unity and solidarity, to endure with fortitude these consecutive disasters, to traverse successfully these last remaining stages in their destined course, and to become neither restive nor disheartened on account of the hardships and exertions, the injustice and oppression that they are constrained to undergo. Let them at all times keep in mind the following clear and solemn warning recorded by the pen of the Centre of the Covenant, and with a tranquil heart, a radiant spirit, a steadfast purpose and a high resolve, watchfully anticipate the unfoldment and fulfilment of the Master's utterance. Beware the weeping of the wronged and orphaned children, and the sighing of the victims of oppression, lest their tears should turn to floods and their breaths should turn to fire. The violent disturbances, the afflictive trials and overwhelming dangers which now beset the froward band of ill-wishers, mischief-makers and oppressors from every stratum of society, whether in your own or neighbouring countries, and which have assailed their peoples, kings and subjects, governments and citizens alike on every hand, are the results of those grievous trespasses and violations wrought in that land by the hand of the tyrant and the aggressor. Now, after the passage of a century, the baleful outcome of those deeds has become apparent, and their evil consequences revealed for all to see. The day is fast approaching when the hosts of hatred and iniquity will be called to answer for their deeds. Ere long shall they be seized by the agents of the retributive anger of an all-powerful and all-compelling God. In counselling the friends and conveying condolences to the victims of this latest outrage, your assembly should urge them to cleave now as never before to the firm cord of God's holy ordinances and teachings, never to deviate by so much as a hair's breadth from the straight path, and to bide the advent of that day when it shall please him to accomplish his foreordained decree. He verily is the protector of the wronged ones, and he verily is the succourer of all those who stand fast and firm. 94. The cause of God must be protected from the enemies of the faith, and from those who sow seeds of doubt in the hearts of the believers. And the greatest of all protections is knowledge. 95. The believers need to be deepened in their knowledge and appreciation of the covenants of both Baha'u'llah and Abdu'l-Bahá. This is the stronghold of the faith of every Baha'i, and that which enables him to withstand every test and the attacks of the enemies outside the faith, and the far more dangerous, insidious, lukewarm people inside the faith, who have no real attachment to the covenant, and consequently uphold the intellectual aspect of the teachings, while at the same time undermining the spiritual foundation upon which the whole cause of God rests. 96. Attacks by missionaries and others, such as that by Elder, should most certainly be vigorously defended publicly by your assembly and local assemblies as well.